To be very honest, Ben, on my podcast bucket list, you're at the top. That's why I was so eager to get you here. I mean, as a podcaster, you already asked like hundreds of questions, and it's very difficult to ask someone questions which haven't been asked before. So what is the one thing that you're most proud of?
I think it's a challenging question to answer because it probably isn't I think what I'm most proud of is that it isn't a singular thing. I've been able to navigate my life in such a way that I feel like I've accomplished certain levels of success in a few different domains that are important to me. So I really want to be a great dad, a great husband. I want my own health and peace of mind. And I want to be a good coach, business owner, and leader. And I think that the thing that I'm proud of is that I've done an okay job at a multitude of things.
Is there one thing that you want to accomplish that you didn't actually accomplish yet? It doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be a small thing too.
I think the biggest thing that we all want, whether we are aware of it or not, is peace of mind. And I'm not there yet, but it's the thing that I want the most in my life is just to be that. It's not necessarily happiness or pleasure or joy, because I believe that a lot of peace of mind can come through challenges and hardships and struggle. But if you have the peace of mind that you're spending your energy, time, resources in the right places, that I think is our ultimate quest. And I'm not there yet. I still say, like, if I'm able to have a little more financial freedom, then I'll be able to do that. If I have a little bit more time with my family, if I'm able to spend a little bit more time skiing than working, if I'm able to do become a little bit fitter. So I think there's always that gap between where we are, what we've achieved, and what we want, and our challenge, and the peace of mind part comes from narrowing that. But the reality is, it's probably not by bringing up what you've achieved, but by simply lowering the expectation. So if there's something that I probably haven't achieved yet, it's the lowering of the expectation just to be completely satisfied with where I am right now.
I know that you're a habit guy. You like habits. Is there any specific habit that you had some problems implementing it in your daily life?
Yeah, that list is exhaustive. That list is huge in terms of what I would like to be able to do that is a challenge, from saunas and cold plunges to meditation and journaling and more reading and spending more quiet time alone and spending more time for reflection, more time to be able to work and grow my team and develop my coaches and spend more time on the higher level business problems. That list is endless. If there's one thing that I have done a good job of that I feel carries over to everything else, it's the daily workout routine. That's the thing that is not missed ever for any, that's the thing that's always there. And it's the thing that if you don't have, I think there's so much, yes, the ability to have physicality and a body that's capable of things is important. What that can do to help quiet the mind is vital. And that's one of the things that it's the last to get sacrificed in terms of the list of habits.
The end of the year is coming. Are there any specific goals that you've made for 2024?
No, and this might be surprising from a coach and somebody that's so interested in self-development, but I'm not big into goals. I don't think goals are, they fit in the development of a person because they create carrots for people to chase after. But I think that the real ultimate goal is, again, peace of mind. And that's what I'm looking for. So there is high level things that I want in terms of said another way, instead of specific goals, I think it's more powerful to create a picture. And what does that picture look like? What can be measured doesn't necessarily matter. Goals need to be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound. I just don't think that those goals are what matters. I don't think you can measure what really matters. So what I want is the feeling I get when I walk home that my kids and family are so excited for me to walk through the door. That's my goal. The goal I want is the relationship that I have with my coworkers. that's the goal, which can't be measured. So it's not something that you're going to get a step-by-step checklist in terms of where you are in that journey. So that's why I'm not really into goals, but more like a picture and a feel is what I'm chasing.
So this is your first time in Berlin. Is it your first time in Germany?
Second time in Germany. I was in Frankfurt about 30 years ago.
30?
Yes, 30.
That's a long time.
Yeah, yeah. It was when I was a sophomore in high school.
Will you be back next year?
That's the plan.
That's so cool. Okay, can't wait to see you next year. And thanks for your time, Ben.
Thank you. I appreciate it.